Elvis's only child is dead. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Lisa Marie Presley died Thursday, hours after being taken to the hospital for an apparent heart attack.
Her mother, Priscilla Presley, released a statement. It reads, quote, "She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known." TMZ reported paramedics were able to regain a pulse at her home before she was put in the ambulance and taken here to the hospital where she has died.
48 hours earlier, Lisa Marie attended the Golden Globes, where the movie Elvis won an award. Extra host Billy Bush tells Fox 11 LA that he interviewed her and noticed she was not her usual self.
She was very uneven in her balance. The speech was very slow. And definitely when the interview was over, I turned to my producer next to me and said, something's off here.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54. The attorney general appoints a special counsel, Robert Hur, to investigate President Biden's mishandling of classified documents.
On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch that additional documents bearing classification markings were identified in the garage of the president's private residence.
That date means the president's team knew about a second discovery of material and left it out of Tuesday's initial comment. White House lawyer Richard Sauber says, "We have cooperated closely with the Justice Department throughout its review, and we will continue that cooperation with the special counsel. We are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced."
Fox's Peter Ducey. And severe storms strike half a dozen southern states, with a tornado tearing through Alabama's Autauga County, killing at least six people. One person died in Georgia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The state of California is going after the producers of a widely used and life-saving drug.
The state is announcing it plans to sue companies that make and promote most of the nation's insulin, accusing them of scheming to illegally keep prices artificially high. State officials are demanding they return millions of dollars to some diabetics who were overcharged. Five other states have filed similar lawsuits. Rand Corporation did a country-by-country insulin price comparison in 2021. The study found it's nearly 10 times more expensive here than anywhere else. The average price of a vial of insulin in the U.S. was $98, $12 in Canada. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Oklahoma state investigators arrest the caretaker of a missing girl. Deputies booked 31-year-old Alyssa Adams into jail Thursday on two counts of child neglect. 4-year-old Athena Brownfield was reported missing Tuesday from her home in Cyril, about 70 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. Scientists are wondering what caused an orca to beach itself before dying on Florida's Atlantic coast.
Beachgoers in Flagler County, Florida, north of Daytona Beach, were shocked to find a 21-foot-long orca whale out of the sea and in distress.
Really hoping for a rescue and not a recovery.
Experts came to the giant black and white colored sea creature's aid, but the female orca did not survive. Blair Mays with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration calls it a mystery.
This is extremely rare. We don't have never had a record of a stranded killer whale in Florida or the southeast United States.
Orcas are generally found in colder seas such as the Pacific Northwest. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And stocks closed higher after the latest inflation data showed prices cooled for a sixth straight month. The Dow gained 217 points, the NASDAQ up 69. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.